Welcome to episode 21 of the Pro Wrestling Happenings podcast. I am your host, Marcos Canales, and this is going to be my WWE Money in the Bank predictions episode. Honestly, I haven't been watching WWE in the last 2 weeks, maybe, so I'm not 100% sure of all of the buildup for some of these matches, but I wanted to at least stick it out through Money in the Bank since I've never seen a Money in the Bank pay-per-view live, and I probably won't again this year since I'll be watching Game of Thrones and catching up on the pay-per-view later. But I still wanted to put out my predictions. And as always, the way I do this, I start with the match I'm least excited about and work my way up to the match I'm most excited about and talking about who I want to win and who I think will win. And so with that being said, I'll just go ahead and get into it. So the match I'm least excited for is the steel cage match between The Miz and Shane McMahon. And for those who've been listening to all of my episodes, they already know that I've not been interested in this storyline, this feud, since it started, which it seems like it's probably one of the longest going storylines. I think it's almost been a year since they've started telling it, or at least it feels like it's been at least a year since they started it at the Saudi Arabian show. So like I said, I'm not invested in it. But I want The Miz to win, and I think he will win. He's still at the very early stages of his babyface run, and it would be stupid to make him switch again now. And I think that there's some satisfaction in seeing Shane McMahon get beat up in a steel cage. So I think that'll pop the crowd if The Miz is able to finally get his comeuppance on Shane McMahon. Next up, I have the tag team match, which was just announced between Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos. And I'm not even sure if this is a title match or not. I don't think it is. At least Wikipedia made it seem like it's not a title match. And it's also on the pre-show. So those two things alone make me not care. I think Daniel Bryan and Rowan will win, and I want him to win. It is kind of funny, though, when you think about how Daniel Bryan had a title match at WrestleMania, and now he's doing the kickoff show for Money in the Bank. And I know that he was hurt, and he made his way back, and that probably took some wind out of his sails. But you would think they would have something better for him to do than this kind of match, especially since they are champions. This is just another reason why the wild card is kind of stupid and doesn't make much sense and just causing a lot of confusion, because the Usos aren't even SmackDown talent anymore. They're being jerks on Raw to the Revival, and all of a sudden they're in a match with the SmackDown Tag Team Champions in a non-title match on the pre-show of a second-tier pay-per-view. So, again, just based on that description alone, you can probably understand why this match isn't really going to be doing much for me. But then moving on to the next match, Roman Reigns versus Elias. This feels like a tacked-on sideshow match since it involves Shane and The Miz got brought into it. And even going off of The Miz or the Usos and Daniel Bryan and Rowan stuff, these three matches are all interweaved, which you would think would be kind of a cool thing. But since none of them stand out, in my opinion, they're not really helping one another. It's just three matches that I don't care about somehow interconnected. That said, I want Roman to win. He's back on track, getting a mini push that he probably deserves. I've never been a Roman hater, so I'm not upset if he does win. And I think he will win. I still think his return from his battle with leukemia is still pretty fresh. And I don't think it's the time for him to start losing on pay-per-views and trying to start up another underdog type run for him. It doesn't have to be a super mega push, but I don't see the benefit of having him lose with all the goodwill he has, unless they get a feel that the crowd's going to start turning on him again. But I think for right now, him winning makes a lot of sense. Next match I have up on the card, the WWE Cruiserweight Championship match. And admittedly, I wish I cared about this match more than I do. I like Tony Nese as a champion. I like him holding the Cruiserweight title. But to be fair, I haven't watched any 205 Live since he won the title, so I don't know how he is. Well, no, I think I did see him defend against Buddy Murphy, now that I think about it. But outside of that, when Buddy Murphy left for SmackDown, which I don't think he's technically even been on since the shakeup, but that's a whole other story. Ever since Buddy's left 205 Live, my interest went with him. And I don't even know who's this Arya Daivari. I don't know who that is. I'm not expecting him to beat Tony, so I think Tony will win, and I want Tony to win. I just, like I said, I just wish I cared more about this match than I do. Next up, WWE United States Championship match. Samoa Joe defending against Rey Mysterio. I want Samoa Joe to win, but I have a feeling that Rey is going to pull off quote-unquote upset. And I think I kind of had some interest in this feud when it first started, but Rey's injury, which meant they had a shorter match at WrestleMania, dampened some of that. So at this point, it's just another U.S. title match. I was expecting a little more from Samoa Joe as champion. I don't think that WWE knows how to use him. Having him lose via roll-up time after time didn't help. I don't care about Rey's kid. So really, this is just another match in my eyes, but I can definitely see them taking the belt off Samoa Joe and putting it on Rey. Whether that's the right call or not, who knows. I will say that Samoa Joe's been a better U.S. champ than the last few that held the belt before him, but he still didn't blow me away as U.S. champ. So it kind of feels like a change could be a good thing right now. All right, now moving into the latter half of the card and starting to focus on the actual Money in the Bank ladder matches. The next match that I have on my anticipation list is the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, and Randy Orton. I want, and I think Drew McIntyre will win. That was a weird way to say it, but I think that he will win Money in the Bank, and I want him to win Money in the Bank. It feels like Drew's been on this punctuated push for the last year or so, where it seems like he's in line to be the next big heel, the next champion, and something happens that knocks him down a few pegs. I think it's his misuse on Raw, him being a part of this weird faction of heels that somehow are connected and interfere in each other's matches, but it's such a tenuous relationship that you really don't get why they're together. You know, at least with him and Dolph, I guess that made some sense when it first started. But when you started adding Baron Corbin and Lashley and Elias, it just became very muddled, and he lost some of that spotlight. And a few months ago, I would have said he's a definite main eventer. He should be the one taking on Seth Rollins for the title. And I still believe that, but him winning Money in the Bank doesn't feel as big of a deal as it should. And I blame the way he's been booked the last couple of months for that feeling. But I think there's still a lot of potential there. And I would still like to see Drew versus Seth for the title. Based on what I've seen on Money in the Bank cash-ins, though, that's the one thing I wouldn't really care for, because it's such a spur-of-the-moment, quote-unquote, surprise that it really doesn't lead to a real match, at least the ones that I've seen. And I wouldn't want that to be how it goes down. I would actually like to see a real match between the two of them. So maybe you have a situation where Drew cashes in, doesn't win, gets a rematch. I think that makes the most sense, as opposed to Drew winning, cashing in, squashing an already beaten Seth, and then they have a rematch later. I don't think it's time for Seth to lose, and then I think he's lost it in that fashion before, and it's a weird call for me. I don't really get the appeal of those types of cash-ins, but Can I see it happening? Yes. Do I want it to happen that way? No. But I still am on board for that with the idea of Drew taking on Seth for the title. Next up is the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Natalya, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Nikki Cross, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, and Carmella. And really, I think there's some good potential here. I think the SmackDown side saved this match, very much like how the SmackDown men saved the previous ladder match. I think that there can be some pretty good action here. I'm going to make it a point to try to see last year's Money in the Bank match, specifically to see Alexa Bliss's win. But going back to this one, speaking of Alexa Bliss, I want her new friend, Nikki Cross, to win. I think that this could be a great coming out moment for Nikki, getting her into that top level of women competitors on Raw, and gives her a chance to make a name for herself. What I'm a little bit afraid of, though, is they're going to pull a Carmella and have Nikki win the briefcase and somehow give it to Alexa, since Alexa technically couldn't participate in this match. And that's how Alexa gets the briefcase without actually having to go through a pretty high intensity, high risk match like a ladder match, and still have the briefcase and still cash in and possibly become a champion. And could that lead to an interesting rivalry between Nikki and Alexa? I think so. I think there could be some potential there. I just don't want Nikki's first big win to be for someone else. I just have a bad feeling that that's something they would try to pull. Now, all that said, I do think Mandy Rose will win. Very much like Drew, it feels like Mandy's being primed to be a big competitor, a big deal in the women's division. And they're still teasing that breakup with her and Sonya Deville. So that could be the final nail. Mandy taking a spot that Sonya was up for and then turning it into a win and a possible title reign. And we'll get into more of that a bit later. But it feels like this is the time to pull the trigger. Actually, it feels like they should have pulled the trigger on that breakup a few months ago. It's just being dragged out more and more, to the point where I'm almost to the place where I just don't care, but I still like Sonya so much that she keeps me invested. So I can definitely see Mandy Rose winning this match and making it count. And that's a little bit of a teaser for some matches I haven't talked about yet. So next up, the WWE Universal Championship match, Seth Rollins defending against AJ Styles. This is a weird one because the smarky wrestling fan in me thinks this should be the match I'm most excited for, because you have two great talents like Seth Rollins and AJ Styles facing off, but it just falls flat. I don't quite know why. Maybe it's because AJ and WWE just hasn't clicked for me. Maybe it's because it's so soon after the shakeup, but then now there's the wild card nonsense, so it really doesn't feel like a real match for some reason, because he came over from SmackDown. He really didn't have time to make a mark on Raw, but he already has a title match. It feels a little bit hollow. And he was already on SmackDown once already, I think. He'll probably just end up on SmackDown again, winning that title, and that way they have both of them doing, I don't know, who knows. But for some reason, this just doesn't do it for me. Or at least it doesn't get me as excited as I thought a match between Seth Rollins and AJ Styles would. But like I said, I want Seth to win. I think he will win. This isn't the time to take the belt off of him. And that, again, sets up an interesting possible feud with Drew McIntyre. Next up, I have the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship match. Becky Lynch defending against Charlotte Flair. This would be my number two, or possibly even my number one most anticipated match, if it didn't involve Charlotte Flair. And that's not trying to take away anything from Charlotte. We all know she's a great wrestler. She's a great talent. She's one of the best in the world. I just don't care about Becky versus Charlotte again. We've seen it so many times. This should be the last one. And I just hope, no matter what happens at the end of this match, I just want it to be done and just move on from these two and this feud. It was great while it lasted, but it's time to do something different. And so that being said, I think Becky will win. I want her to win, but I don't think she's going to leave as SmackDown champion. I can see Mandy Rose cashing in and winning this match, especially if this comes after the Raw match. And it's the second match that Becky was in. It was a really good struggle that she had. She put it all out there. She's just gassed. And then Mandy Rose takes that opportunity to cash in. And even though I said I don't like it when that happens, this seems like a good time for it to happen. That's the only realistic way I can see Mandy Rose becoming SmackDown champion at this point. I don't think she can beat Becky one-on-one, straight up fight. And if she did, it would feel weird and it wouldn't feel believable or earned. But her being sneaky and getting a win that way fits in with that character, even though it's the same character we've seen with Alexa and Carmella. But like they've shown, you can turn that type of win around and have a pretty legit title run. And if they want to do that with Mandy, I think this is the time to do it. So I see Becky beating Charlotte, or at least retaining against Charlotte, but I kind of have a feeling Mandy Rose is going to leave the event as a SmackDown Women's Champion. My number two anticipated match is the WWE Championship match, Kofi Kingston defending against Kevin Owens. And this has been a pretty cool rivalry. I do agree that Kevin Owens' heel turn happened a little too abruptly, but it made sense. He's a better heel than he is a face. And who knows if this would have been handled differently had Daniel Bryan not been injured. But I can definitely see Kevin Owens winning, even though I want Kofi to retain. And for the longest time, I've been wondering about a new, I don't want to say Four Horsemen faction because it's such a specific thing, but I think wrestling is more entertaining when you have legitimate factions, especially heel factions running the show. So I like the idea of Kevin Owens beating Kofi with the help of Sami Zayn, maybe getting Daniel Bryan and Rowan in on it, and you have those four heels who kind of have a similar vibe. Particularly Sammy and Daniel, who have made their late-stage career off of running down the fans. And that's one reason why Sammy's shtick never really clicked with me, because it felt like another Daniel Bryan thing. But if you have those two with Rowan and Kevin Owens, that's a pretty cool idea, at least to me. Sure, you have two main eventers and two mid-carders, arguably three main eventers if you count Sammy as a main eventer. I'm not quite there, even though I know a lot of people love what he does. His character and his in-ring history is still a little foreign to me, so I'm not 100% sold on him. But I know a lot of people can see Kevin, Sammy, and Daniel as main eventers. But that could be a pretty interesting heel dynamic that they could have as a faction. So I don't think it'll happen, but it'd be pretty cool if it did. So regardless, I have a feeling that Kofi Kingston's reign is going to be shorter than I'd like. I kind of understand why they would want Kevin to take it from him, especially if they're going to have a long, drawn-out feud between the two of them. But yeah, I think Kofi Mania might be on a downward turn, and KO is going to be the one to stamp it out. Whether he can get that mojo back again, who knows? But it wouldn't surprise me at all if Kevin Owens walks out of Money in the Bank as the champion. And that leaves the WWE Raw Women's Championship match as my most anticipated match, the one I'm looking forward to the most, and that is between Becky Lynch, who will be defending against Lacey Evans. I've been on the record saying that I've liked Lacey's gimmick ever since she was in NXT. It makes sense to me. I liked her catwalk routine, even though people hated it, because we all, at least I knew where it was leading. This is where it was supposed to go, and people just were being impatient about it. And I get that to an extent, but this is the payoff, and I think it's a good payoff. I don't see Lacey winning. I think it's too early for that. So I think Becky will win, and of course I want Becky to win anyway. But I think this could be a sleeper hit. I think a lot of people are going to underestimate Lacey, and I believe that her and Becky can have a good match, and that's why it is top of my list. And so yeah, that is pretty much all of it. I went through all of the matches on that card. I'm a little lukewarm right now when it comes to Money in the Bank, mostly because the in-ring product from WWE has been pretty lackluster, and I haven't missed not watching Raw or SmackDown the last 2 weeks. It doesn't help that AEW is right around the corner and a lot of big news from that promotion. So all of my wrestling enthusiasm is going towards AEW, which doesn't leave a lot for WWE. But maybe Money in the Bank will be a show that turns me around. Like I said, I wanted to at least make it this far. After Money in the Bank, I don't know if I'll be talking about WWE as much or what will happen with this podcast. But for now, the plan is to enjoy the event and kind of go from there. So that's all I have for you right now. If you want to follow me on social media, you can at PW Happenings. And until next time, take it easy, everybody.